the process like of getting the new running back up to speed?
Well, the first part of it, you know, is obviously getting him acclimated to our system, what we do, and you know, kind of bringing him along from that standpoint. So we're excited to get him in the building. He just came in actually today, so you know, that's the first stage. You know, kind of bringing him along, introducing him to, you know, our playbook and seeing how he picks it up, and really going from there. But we're excited to get him in the building.
Not really a lot you can do with him in practice, right? Other than to let him watch what you're doing.
There's some things you can you know kind of you know bring him along, you know. But you know, like I said, the first part of it is truly you know that introduction as far as the playbook, you know, how we go about doing certain things from a technique standpoint and the fundamental standpoint. Everything has been extremely positive as far as what you hear about him. And I think our guys, you know, have a good grasp on what he'll be able to do for us.
Maybe years ago, what you guys do and what Andy does would have been very similar, but at this point, is it pretty different? I mean, is he kind of learning a new?
He's definitely learning a new system, but there are some similarities as far as terminology. But you know, again, we're in the beginning stages, so we'll continue to you know get him acclimated and go from there.
Switch teams once. Just how hard is that? The throwing away everything that you know, or maybe adapting what you know from here and putting it in the place there, but losing channel, it seems like it'd be a real complicated thing to sort all that out.
Well, it's still football, and the game is really more about the fundamentals. Obviously, you know, the scheme part of it, that's important. The terminology, how you communicate, all of those things are extremely important. But at the end of the day, it's about being fundamentally sound and how you communicate.
Mike told us earlier that Eddie is very sore. Other guys talked about his toughness on Sunday. How impressed were you when he was battling through that? Because you pretty much had to on Sunday.
Extremely. You get excited. You know, I love his energy. I love his passion. You know, that's how you play the game. You know, that's Eddie Lacy. You know, we always talk about breaking tackles. What do you do on your own? And you know that passion that he displays week in and week out. You know, that's truly you know what you want to see. When we talk about what we want our tape to look like, you know, that's what you want it to look like.
Yeah, I grew back on Nile really quickly. Just as a runner, what was kind of your impression of him? Is there anything that stands out to you in terms of you know what he does and potentially what he can add to?
Well, obviously the size, the speed, you know, again, the most important thing, the ability to break tackles. You know, he's a player that's coming in here, and we certainly feel like he can help us. And now, you know, it's more about bringing him along from a playbook standpoint and getting him prepared and ready to go.
How long does it really take a new player like that to really grasp this offense? I mean, could he get it down this season, or is it going to take a while?
Each guy is different, and we'll assess that and go from there. But you know, like I said, everything you hear, you know, he's a veteran player, so that obviously helps. He's not new to coming in and understanding and learning the system. So all of those things will help as far as his progress.
There were times last year when we would ask you about the passing game, and whether it was you or Aaron or Mike, you guys would often say that, you know, we feel like we're pretty close, and that if we can clean up some things, it'll be there. And then we've heard that again a couple times this season. Are there similarities in terms of things that you're noticing that need to be fixed carrying over from last year to this year, or are they new and different issues?
Well, each year is different. Probably the most important thing to answer your question would be to put it in this term as far as clearly we got to do a better job as far as being more consistent and going out and executing. And that's really the bottom line. I think it comes down to being fundamentally sound and certainly the attention to detail. And I think each and every one of our guys, the goal is to improve on a daily basis. And that's something that, you know, we addressed. And moving forward, we have to be more consistent.
much do the turnovers bother you? You've been unbelievably good at limiting those basically your entire time here.
You know, it's a big part of, you know, it equates to winning and losing in this league. And that's something that we take great pride in as far as protecting the football. That's a big part of who we are and what we do. And we have to get back to that. We have to be more fundamentally sound. Each and every guy understands what happened and why it happened. From a fundamental standpoint, we emphasize it, every single day. But we have to apply it. You know, it has to be more about the action of it, being more fundamentally sound from that standpoint in those situations.
So how do you get there, and especially so on a short week where you're only here basically the one practice today? I mean, how do you get from what you're doing to applying it?
Well, it's about the habits. You know, we still work fundamental drills from a ball security standpoint in practice, and now it's more about applying those habits that we've built throughout training camp and applying them in those situations.
Hey, Edgar, I know you liked him a lot because that's why you guys signed him after the draft. But then, obviously, Don Jackson's gone for a long time and doesn't take part in any of training camp, and now it looks like he'll have some role on Thursday night. What can you tell us about him, and how good of a feel do you have for a guy that you liked, didn't have for a long time, and now you have again?
Well, again, a young player who took full advantage as far as the off-season program that we have in learning our system. And that's, he's still in the early, phases as well as far as, fully understanding and grasping what we're asking him to do. He's still on practice squad, so I don't think a decision has been made just yet. But he's another young player that continues to improve in practice, and that's the starting point. You have to start in the classroom, and you have to continue to improve when you step out on that field from a fundamental standpoint, and he's moving in the right direction.